All right. Well, welcome everyone to our Thursday evening Purium lifestyle call with our owner and founder. Tonight, before I introduce our dear founder to you all, I want to just mention that we have a Black Friday special coming up on Friday where you'll be able to get free shipping. And also there'll be a special on our Super Amino 23 product, which of course many of us love and depend on so much. You buy three and get one free. So make sure that you take advantage of that special on Friday. And so without further ado, I want to introduce to you tonight our owner and founder, the author of the Green Foods Bible, David Sandoval, who is tonight going to talk a little bit about get-together family dinner that's coming up for Thanksgiving. So, Dave, I want to turn it over to you. Thanks for being with us tonight.
Good evening, Mary Kay. Such a pleasure to hear your voice. And David Litt, headed to the airport. Good to hear from you as well. You know, I think they got my subject for tonight a little bit off. It's funny, the lost in translation. But nonetheless, it's okay. We're just talking about tonight how to make Thanksgiving dinner a little more, a little healthier, perhaps, and different things that we could do, you know, to make that happen. But it is a fun night. It is a night for us to get together the night before Thanksgiving, a night to be thinking about those things that we are appreciative for, you know. And Thanksgiving is in remembrance of, you know, a time when people were struggling, and they received help, you know, from their neighbors, and they made it through a tough time. And we celebrate that, and we celebrate that by getting together with family. It's a good thing. And in my opinion, this is just like that. This is getting together with family. This is like that time when we could, you know, gather around and say hello and listen to each other. And for the most part, like it, you know, most family dinners, I'm doing all the talking. No, not true, but it couldn't resist the junk. I wish that we could have more of an interactive thing. There's not, you know, a mechanism right now to do that without me being in front of a computer. And maybe we'll try to do more of that in the future. But I did want to talk about, you know, this concept of, you know, of a post-Thanksgiving cleanse. I wanted to talk about some of the ways that we could improve the, you know, perhaps the quality of our Thanksgiving feast, even if we do it in a more traditional way. Even if we do all the traditional foods, we could do them a lot better. So let me tell you a little bit of the way that I went about creating a very traditional but a very healthy version of a traditional Thanksgiving dinner, because I am responsible for creating dinner for about 10 people tomorrow, and it's going to be a lot of fun. And so I always look at every single ingredient. I went shopping yesterday, and every single ingredient my daughter made the menu, and she based it upon, you know, what she had growing up with her mom. And we're going to have turkey, and we're going to have stuffing, and we're going to have potatoes, and we're going to have gravy, and we're going to have, you know, baked yams, and we're going to have, some vegetables. But mostly we're going to have, we're going to have all the traditional things. And the core things are, you know, are typically, you know, what a lot of people look for on this holiday. So I want to tell you how we did our shopping and how things turned out. And so the first thing is, while I, you know, I spent a long time of my life as a vegan and eating meat alternatives, we did buy a turkey, and the turkey we bought was rather expensive, but it was worth it because it was organic. And could I confirm, Mary Kay, that you guys could hear me out there? Because it was organic and free range. And the organic and free range was really important to me, free roaming, because I wanted to make sure that when I consume animal flesh, that it's raised in the most ethical way.
And Dave, you're coming in nice and clear, just letting you know. And I'm going to try to turn off the exit chime, so give me one moment, please, Dave.
And we always try to.
All right, you should be good.
Okay, we always try to make sure that that every ingredient is organic. We take a lot of time making sure that we get organic potatoes, and I chose purple potatoes. And by using the purple potatoes, they're highly anti-inflammatory. They have a purple color, much like our tart cherry concentrate, much like blueberries. They have this super anti-inflammatory anthocyanidins. And instead of causing gout, they could actually help reverse gout. Instead of, you know, causing inflammation, they could actually reverse inflammation. And so I have traditional mashed potatoes. I make them from potatoes that are organic and that are purple, and they taste exactly the same. You prepare them exactly the same. But it just so happens that instead of being something that is typically not so good for you, fattening and causing gout and having goiters, now becomes something really good for you. And, you know, something as simple as mashed potatoes, you know, turning that coin, making that a lot more healthier, is something that people could really relate to. And again, they taste just as good. Now, for some people, I mix 50-50. I make some organic Yukon Golds, and I mix 50% blue and 50% white to get people used to them, and then they usually go right over to the 100% blues once they know that it's okay to eat those, the blue-colored ones. But everybody loves gravy. Everybody loves their gravy. But did you know that I could teach you to make a gravy that actually could help control cholesterol, that actually help you burn fat, that will help you lose weight and give you energy? And most gravy, of course, does the exact opposite. It makes you fat. It clogs your arteries. It makes you tired. You know, not good stuff. Well, we use activated barley. Activated barley as the flour, if you would, in making gravy. And we use coconut oil as the fat. And when you use coconut oil and activated barley to help create your holiday gravy, you're going to be creating a gravy that will stabilize blood sugar, that will help lower cholesterol, that will reduce fat, that will burn fat, that will produce energy in your body, give you sustained endurance. It really is the superfood of gravies. And all of a sudden, we have potatoes and gravy, and it's looking more like we're having a superfood shake. But it's actually in the form of potatoes and gravy in a funny way of seeing it. And that's a good way to deal with your Thanksgiving. Now, while most people have the traditional green beans, and I like that, we're going to do a little bit different. We're going to do the Brussels sprouts. And we do the Brussels sprouts, cut them in half, you know, a little bit of olive oil drizzled over, some spices, some, you know, seasonings, put them in the oven and bake those and broil those at the same time that, you know, the turkey's cooking for the last 35 or 40 minutes. And a little bit of onion, you know, sliced and drizzle, not drizzle, but spread over the top, and that will caramelize with the Brussels sprouts. Now, another really good way to sort of flip the script on a traditionally not so healthy meal is the stuffing. Now, bread stuffing is typically made out of white bread, leftover, you know, type of breadcrumbs, but you could change that as well. I personally like to use a stuffing that has some barley and, you know, some as well as some whole grain bread. You could use some whole grain bread. You could even use gluten-free bread if you want to. But I like to use sprouted, whole grain, organic bread, even rye bread and dark breads like that. And by doing so, again, you're changing something that was an empty carbohydrate, something that had no minerals, something that had no healthy fat, something that had no bran and all that amazing stuff there. And in your dressing, like I said, by adding something like pearled barley or buckwheat, you can hardly notice it. It makes it just a little more chewy, and it tastes delicious. And you could turn your dressing into a whole grain, whole food, you know, superfood type of dressing. And I think that that is something that makes it really, really turn around. And so these are simple things. These are simple things that you could do, you know, just to make sure that you're not over-consuming. And by the way, taking some control in the morning, taking 3 to 4 control tablets, half an hour, an hour before the big feast, you're going to eat a lot less, and you're going to consume, you're going to digest a lot better, and the food is going to be moving through your body a lot better as well. I've got another piece of holiday advice. Give me just one moment, and I'll be right back. Just want to take a little sip of water. And I think that I've gotten a lot of questions about people who ask me, why is it that I'm eating meat? And God, I love, you know, my vegan meals. I love vegetarian meals. And I love my vegan and vegetarian friends. Like I said, I was vegan for a long, long time. I was vegetarian for even longer. And I came to, you know, my own personal conclusion. And my own personal conclusion does not have to project on anybody, and I hope I won't be judged by it or for it by anybody, but I just want to share it with you. And that is that, you know, I believe that we need to take dominion over the animals, like it says in Genesis 1:29, that we need to care for, we need to respect, we need to honor and protect the animals of the earth. I believe that. I'm an environmentalist. I want to create healthy forests. I want to create healthy jungles. I want to create healthy plains and deserts and oceans and streams and skies for our animals to live freely in. I also know that throughout nature, some things die so that other things could live. And I'm never going to change the world into a vegan world. I can't convince every animal, you know, to become a vegetarian or a vegan either. I know that, you know, that everything dies so that something else could live. It just happens. And even when you eat a carrot, you could know that that carrot did not want to die. Everything has a life. And if you read the book, The Secret Lives of Plants, you'll see that they've studied this extensively. And so in realizing that, I've developed a prayer that I speak each time before I eat, especially if I eat an animal. And first of all, I hope that that animal lived a life, you know, that it enjoyed, that it lived free, and that it ate freely as well. I hope that that animal died at a time, you know, where it wasn't harmed, where it didn't feel pain at the same time. And there are ethical ways to do that. And I've seen that, you know, many times in the way that my grandmother dealt with her animals and when she slaughtered them. But more importantly, I invite that animal to become part of me. I welcome the animal, the carrot, the lettuce, whatever it is, into my body. And I try to surround it with love. I try to surround it with the energy of acceptance and of, you know, and of fellowship. And when that food that died so that I could live becomes part of me, I want it to vibrate at a much higher level than it was ever going to be able to vibrate when it was just a carrot or perhaps a fish. And that vibration is a vibration that's going to then turn around and try to make the world a better place for every animal and every plant that would come after me. And so my prayer when I eat, and I think that's the big lesson, is we need to give thanks and we need to give praise for the abundance that's brought into our lives, for the health that we have. And we need to invite that food to make us strong and to nourish us. And if we do that, and if we're truly grateful, if we're truly thankful, if we truly welcome whatever we're eating into our body, and if we live our lives with purpose and with joy and love, then that's a lucky animal. That's a lucky plant that got to be consumed by us because it's now part of us. And I celebrate that. And I celebrate you. And I celebrate this amazing, you know, day that we have of fellowship. And I want everybody to remember. I want everybody to remember, and this is without any preaching or politics, that when we came to this land, that there were already men here. There were women here. There were children here. There was a civilization here. And unfortunately, we labeled that civilization as savages. And we took their lives and we took their land. And so, you know, in honor of the Native American sisters and brothers for whom we are sharing their land, let's celebrate them as well. And let's lift our glasses and let's bless our food in honor of this amazing country. This amazing country that's given us such freedom. Freedom of expression and freedom of religion and freedom to vote. And freedom, you know, that we really, really appreciate. But what I want to celebrate right now is freedom from disease. Our personal freedom. Freedom to share what we know. Freedom to share what we love. Freedom to share, you know, these incredible foods that we call Purium. And so I know that tonight's a night where a lot of people have a lot of things on their minds. And I want to give you a thought. I want to tell you that for many, 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 many years of my life, for over 30 years of my life, I was estranged from my family. And each Thanksgiving was really quite difficult emotionally for me as, you know, I went into this day knowing that while everybody else, you know, on the planet was, you know, and some were not on the planet, but in the country was getting together with their family, that I had none. And so this year, you know, me and my daughter are actually hosting members of my family. We have all found a way to return, you know, in our hearts to a place of love for each other and buried years of indifferences that were really misunderstandings. And so I want to encourage everybody and let you know that it's never too late, that after 30 years I could reconcile with my brothers and sisters and my mothers and my aunties and my uncles, that it's never too late. And so if you have a family and you haven't reached out to them, just remember that forgiveness is the greatest thing that you could ever experience. And even if they don't want you in their life, still forgive them, and that's okay. And then remember that you're never alone. Even if you spend tomorrow alone, you're never alone. There's people who love you. I love you. And your entire Purium family loves you. And so, you know, if you're alone, that's okay. Have a wonderful time. I often did. If you get invited to share the day with somebody, say yes and go and enjoy that time. And if you get the chance to invite somebody who is tomorrow, you know, probably without some place to go, don't be afraid to do that. Invite a stranger into your home. You'd be surprised at what you might learn and how it might make you feel. So on this day that we celebrate giving, you know, let's be givers. Let's open our hearts and in so many ways. And I don't mean go down to a soup kitchen. There's nothing wrong with that. I did that for years and years and years. And then I realized that the people who went to those soup kitchens, they needed to be fed every day, not just on Thanksgiving, not just on Christmas. And so I started doing my volunteer work on days that weren't Thanksgiving because it seemed like lots of people were doing that on Thanksgiving. So however you choose to spend your day tomorrow, I want you to know that you're part of a family. You're part of our family. You're part of my family. You're part of the Purium family. And that means something. It really does. It means something to me. And so for all of you out there, for all of our differences, like every family has its differences, I guarantee that some of my brothers, sisters, children's and uncles and aunties voted for somebody different than I voted for this past election. And guess what? I love you just as much as I did before the election. I guarantee that some of you, you know, exchanged political rhetoric on Facebook, and I still love you as well. I didn't unfriend you. I guarantee you that because I believe in freedom of expression, even when it is different than my own opinion. But I hope tonight we have the same opinion, and that opinion is that tomorrow is a day to express our love, to express our thanks, to express, you know, our extreme gratitude for this abundance and this life and this, you know, and this beauty that we have around us. So thank you all for being with me tonight. We're not going to make tonight's call the full 30 minutes because we have a lot to do. I am foregoing my Facebook Live call tonight because I've got a lot of preparation to do myself and family coming in. And so I want to just take a second, undo the phone lines, and give us all a chance to spend one last minute together before Thanksgiving to give our love, and I'm going to do that right now.